It's estimated Wisconsin is missing out on $200 million a year from internet and mail order sales. That money's appealing to states with budget problems. Senator Bob Jauch says it's not a matter of if, but rather when states will be able to get all the internet sales tax they're due.
This is a train that is not going to be turned around and reversed. It is going to happen.
Brick-and-mortar businesses have long complained about unfair competition from their cyber cousins. Chris Tackett from the Wisconsin Merchants Association says states have a chance to show Congress why it should pass a mandatory sales tax for .com items. That's the only way to get around a Supreme Court ruling. It said states can only collect sales tax from e-companies selling to customers within their borders.
It's not fair for somebody through cyberspace to be able to sell something cheaper because they don't pay taxes and don't have a location in Wisconsin, but still compete against those people to keep Main Street alive.
Having a uniform tax system will affect more than just dot-coms. Brandon Schulz of the Wisconsin Grocers Association says it will be helpful for those operating in several states. There are 7,500 different taxing jurisdictions, each with its own list of what's taxable and what's not. That means retailers aren't always collecting taxes on items they should.
While there will be some changes in items that are not taxed and some changes in items that are taxed, in the end, we do hope that it will become simpler for retailers.
The tax overhaul would revise the sales tax system for all business, virtual or not. It won't be a cash cow for Wisconsin. Revenue Department officials estimate a simplified tax system will reduce collections by $3.5 million. Eventually, the scales tip the other way. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.